is 7:57. Cloudy skies. A little bit of light drizzle. Heavy mist this morning is what we've been told.
Heavy drizzle.
You said heavy mist.
Yeah, heavy
that was your
mist.
That was your line that you coined.
It is not heavy misting or lightly misting. It is no misting.
It is no misting.
No
at
misting.
All.
That, according to Eric Hortness.
That's the voice of Eric Hortness. That smooth jazz voice with Eric Hortness that you heard this morning. Madison Area Chamber of Commerce Director John Berry from Berry Fast Bicycles in the studio with us as well this morning. Because we have a big bike weekend coming up in Madison. Madtown Bike Jam. So I guess my first question is, before we get into details, and I don't know, John, if you want to take the reins on this first, how did this come about? Because when I first heard it, I said, I don't know anything about it, but this has John Berry written all over it.
Yeah.
How do I know that? Because there's a 100-mile-long gravel course. That's how I know it's. So tell me how this kind of got started and what all is going to be happening.
So a few years ago now, I moved back to Madison and opened a bike shop downtown here. And I think it might have been the next day, Eric walked in. wanting to get something like this going, just an event that's a little bit more unique to the area, bring people in from out of town, you know, just get folks in and staying in town and shopping downtown while they're here.
And this is, so again, for those that don't know what's coming up, kind of give us, you know, the event schedule of what actually is going on this weekend.
Yeah, so Saturday lunchtime, we've got a food truck out at the hospital. We're going to be having a bike safety day. Community Center is actually hosting our Madtown Bike Day. That'll be a kids bike rodeo, free bike inspections, safety inspections for kids. There'll be free helmets out there. They can take off on the bike trail with mom and dad, go ride out to the lake and back. There's going to be rest stops along the way for that as well. Excuse me. We'll have some e-bike demos and our little Strider track set up out there as well. But yeah, just kind of a fun, like, family-oriented bike day. Go ride your bike with mom and dad. And then Saturday evening, I guess that's more Eric's expertise. That's going to be a concert. He could probably tell you a little more about that.
Yeah, so from 5 to 8, Saturday night, between the office and Los Tapatios, we'll have downtown Madtown.
Right.
We'll have a concert. Mr. Feeney will be playing, if any of you are Boy Meets World fans from the 90s, the sitcom. He was the principal in that show, and the band plays all 90s music.
Nice.
And so it's Mr. Feeney. They'll be playing from 5 to 8. The food truck will be down here. John will set up his Strider track. We'll have the beer tent up. And just come down and listen to some live music. There'll be a packet pickup area for all the riders that are coming into town Saturday night as well. And that kind of takes care of the Saturday events before we really get into
the races on Sunday. So yeah, John, tell us about the because you got what, three different kind of races or routes?
Yes.
That are available on Sunday.
Yeah, so Sunday morning, 7 a.m. the 100-mile route heads out. That's going to be heading over to Montrose. First stop is going to be St. Peter on the Prairie. And then they'll come back through St. Peter on the Prairie after Montrose, head over to Graceville Colony. That'll be an interesting stop. They're actually going to stock the aid station right in next to the school there on the colony. And then Winfred and back through the state park into town. And then the 8 a.m. route is going to be your 59-mile race. And I don't know if I'm supposed to call that one a race. There's no payout for the 59-mile race, and maybe I forgot to mention the 100-mile race actually has a $10,000 purse. So we've got five spots.
Gross is like, ooh, I'm in now.
Sure, I'll ride it.
We got your bike tuned up.
What does 67th place get? Does that get
this year we're only paying five deep. Okay. We may be able to pay 10 deep next year, so right. we better start training.
But that is, you know, that gives you an idea that this isn't. And we've talked about there's people coming in for this
flying in
from around the country. This I mean, $10,000 this is a big deal.
Yeah, we've got at least a few folks flying in. I mean, there's quite a few people driving from a day's drive away, or you know, at least a few hours away.
If you're flying in, by the way, that means you're flying your bike.
Yeah, quite a few do that. Yeah, you can pack it down into a travel case. You got to take it apart a little bit, put it back together on the other end. But yeah,
this whole thing is nuts.
There's
this 100-mile race. I can't get my mind around it.
I can't believe it happens in one
day. I asked Eric today, how many days? They do it like 4 hours. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it'll be five or six for the fast guys. But yeah, I mean, a lot of them at the front of that group will be averaging 20 miles an hour, give or take.
Down not smoothly paved roads.
Exactly.
Which is what they're here for, right?
Yeah. We've got several miles of like minimum maintenance roads that could be anything from, you know, black dirt, rutted out, two track roads, grass roads. There's a creek crossing in there.
See, that was... when I heard this, that's when I didn't 100% know you were involved. And I saw the route and I was like, oh, I know who designed this. There's no doubt.
So as of Friday last week, and maybe Monday again, we went through there, and it's all pretty tame, pretty dry, ankle deep creek crossing, easy to ride your bike across. So yeah, we'll see what it looks like after the rain.
Easy to ride your bike across that peg. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah. I rode my bike through a sand in a state park in Florida, so maybe I could do this.
You could. I mean, and that's I guess that brings us to maybe the shorter routes.
Yes.
You know, there's a 25-mile route that is really geared towards Madison residents, you know, maybe some folks coming in from Sioux Falls, people that just want a fun kind of recreational, a little mm-hmm. less intimidating gravel ride. It runs out to St. Peter in the Prairie on back. It's and back. It's all gravel. It finishes through the state park, which pretty much most of our residents are going to be familiar with.
Right.
The hiking trails out there are just mowed grass path. Nothing too intimidating, but those are part of the course.
Right.
So that last bit finishing through the state park might be the most like
gotta go
technical
up that,
part.
Gotta go up
of
that
the
hill
course.
On the road out the park?
The paved road? No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. We're
okay.
We're sticking to the grass trails along
okay.
the
okay.
east edge. Yep. So we actually come in past Dirk's Resort out there on the south end.
Oh, okay.
And kind of take a back yep. door entry to the state park. And then ride, like I said, kind of meander through the hiking trails to get out to the front gate without going through all the campground area,
okay.
like where all the
right.
trails are around that pond on the west side.
Eric, which one are you riding?
If I wasn't kind of helping with the event, I'd try and do all three of them in the same day. But you know, a few things that I'll mention. Sunday we've got some live music happening as well. So from noon to 3, King Izzy will be playing. So our start finish line is where the Saturday night band is going to be as well. So the start finish line is between the office and Los Tapatios. We've got a makeshift raised stage that the bands will be playing on, and then the
OSHA
riders
approved, I think is what he meant to say.
Yeah, the riders
OSHA approved.
OSHA.
Yeah.
The riders racers will finish the course going under the band stage. Something that was just a harebrained idea that we were able to figure out how to hopefully get done.
Yeah. So two shipping containers with the stage across the shipping containers, and the bikes ride under the stage as they're playing, you know, 90s jazz, pop, whatever. Sunday afternoon, the riders will be finishing underneath the band.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so King Izzy 12 to 3, and then CS Entertainment, which is a DJ company out of Coleman. He's going to be playing from 3 to 6. We think most of the riders will be coming in that noon to 3, noon to 4 time frame, with the last finishers in that 6 to 7 time frame. But, you know, with anything, this certainly couldn't happen without all of our volunteers that we've got signed up with various locations, various duties, various times. So thank you to everybody that signed up. If anybody is still interested in helping out, get a hold of the chamber today. We'll find a spot for you if you want to volunteer, even if it's just for an hour. We can find a spot for you. And then Madison Regional Health is our presenting sponsor, and that's another one. Without them, this event wouldn't be happening. Either John has put in, I don't want to know how many hours John has put in with this event, but we have, I just checked this morning, 108 registered. Nice. Participants. I went to bed last night and it was 105, and this morning it's at 108. So they're coming from 12 different states, a couple of quote-unquote pro riders.
At least a couple, men's and women's pro riders, yeah.
And then Travel South Dakota has a couple of influencers coming, bike influencers. That are going to be participating in the race.
We knew there was such a thing.
Yeah.
I think you got enough time to become one, Peg.
I'm on it.
You're all about becoming an Instagram influencer now.
That's me.
Yeah. So it's going to be, I don't know, we probably could have planned it a little bit better, but this is going to be bigger and better than what I probably envisioned this first year.
We've definitely got a few ideas of how we can step it up for next year, but I think it's come together better than I ever could have imagined for this year, for sure.
100 some riders, huge prize package. You've got, I mean, it sounds like, first of all, I guess a couple of questions before we wrap up. So if somebody was listening and is, you know, thinking that 25-mile bike route or whatever that short one is, they want to get in and say, oh, that sounds fun. Still time to do that? How do we do that?
Yeah, we've been talking to a lot of people the last couple of weeks that are just hearing about this for the mm-hmm. first time. You know, we've put a lot of marketing out there, but I mean, reality is, yeah, it's a first year event. Nobody knows about it. It's something that we're going to grow over time here. But yeah, we expect to see, I don't know, 100 folks out at Madtown Bike Day at the hospital on Saturday. We're actually going to have coupons out there for a $10 off your registration, which makes that short route, I think, $40. So, yeah, you can sign up Saturday. You can sign up the morning of,
okay,
provided you're ready to roll when that gun goes off at 10 a.m. for the start. But, yeah,
all right.
Excuse me, we'll have registration open right up till the end.
So Saturday, tomorrow, out of the hospital parking lot, starting at 1 o'clock, bring the kids, bring their bikes, safety checks, all that kind of stuff. We've been doing that for a while, right? I mean,
I went to that as a child. Yes. At St. Thomas Church. East River used to host that, and I've been involved with it probably 15 years almost at this point.
Yeah.
But it's changed hands a few different times now, but yeah.
Well, that's at 1 o'clock till 5?
Yes.
And then downtown Saturday night, when's all the fun and the music and everything start there?
Music starts at 5. They'll go till 8 o'clock. Yep.
Perfect.
Right on Egan Avenue.
It's kind of a weekend-long party.
Party in Madison.
Yeah.
It's a bike jam.
It's bike jam. And a lot of bike riders.
Yeah. Peg, are you officially helping? Did you ever sign up?
I am. I'm going to be at the Montrose Aid Station.
Ooh.
So I get to meet the crazy bike riders that ride 100 miles.
Yeah, that'll
I'm very interested in.
I know you are. You've been.
This is. I'm just totally amazed by this.
Peg didn't know this world existed?
I didn't.
Yeah.
You might be surprised at the 59-mile rider. You're getting both routes through Montrose. So, I mean, you might meet some folks in Madison that you didn't know
were
avid cyclists that are rolling through Montrose there. Yeah.
So, it's going to be a fun weekend.
Just so you know, my wife has texted me multiple times to say that she is very upset that we are missing this weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Can't be here. It's an unfortunate circumstance.
You find yourself in trouble with your wife a lot when it comes to chamber activities. Last year was the volleyball match.
Yeah.
This year it's the bike race.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not in charge of the calendar. It's not my fault Bismarck Public Schools host their graduation on Memorial Day Sunday. What is wrong with North Dakota?
Well, don't get us started.
Yeah, we don't have that much time.
We don't have that kind of time here.
Tell Penny that the routes are available, and I'm not going to get to ride them either.
I don't know.
Because I'll be busy running around all day.
She's going to start texting you next.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's got a new bike. It's perfect for this sort of riding. We can go out and ride the 59-mile route.
New bike, she's used it like twice, by the way. All right, 8:13. That's going to do it, guys. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
I think the weather should be good Saturday and Sunday for you. So
yeah, looking forward to it. Beautiful.
Thanks for bringing this into town.